Shin Nun Pet. Siti in the Rambam. We're talking about a place that a fence or the wall was put up, not the Vida, and you want to transform it into being yes the Vida. So we have one Eitzah of making a breach more than 10 Amas and then sealing it up from the Shem Vida. And now, since the final stage of the Mechitza around the area was on the Shem Vida, it renders the entire area the Shem Vida. Says the Rambam, Koshe Lalov, Lichos HaKoyster. It's our friend to knock down the wall, even for 10 Amas worth of wall. Yishrem, Ziyochel HaMiach, Ofer, Eisel HaKoyster, Shrek Stub. You can make a step by adding earth to the wall on both sides. Actually, it's a matter of Koyster, Mishrek HaSor, so that the Koyster will not be HaSor, Tvokim. Because basically you're going to have 5 Tvokim, and then a step, and then another 5 Tvokim, so you have a way to walk on top of the wall. Reichav also reichav arba v'ayuch esa amris v'ayuch akoysel. You have to make this extra piece that you're adding to the wall on both sides. That's more than 10 amas on each side, so that way it's considered like a breach. And it also has to be 4 tefachim wide. Why? It's supposed to say reichav arba, because if it's less than 4 tefachim, then it's not really something you can stand on. It's too narrow. So it's still considered a wall. So if you make this step after 5 tefachim, you have a step which is 5 tefachim wide, and then from there you can go to the top, and then from the top you go down to the other side, to the step on the other side, that's considered as a breach in the wall, even the wall is intact. If it's as if in that area there's a breach in the wall, you want to have 10 tefachim above the mound, and that mound is considered the floor of that area. The af and chayis of like that, we shall not look after. Also, after you take away the earth, it will be the Shabbos echad. It's another kiddush. It's enough to mevato to designate that earth to stay there for one Shabbos. Then it's considered if you knock down the wall, and if you take away that mound after Shabbos, you rebuild the wall, and you're doing it now. The shame to you. So now you render the whole area, being surrounded for deer purposes. So you have to explicitly designate that I'm doing, putting this here for at least one Shabbos. That's opinion number one. The Yishchol came to offer a veto, and came in also the Fanois of Oil. The more stringent opinion that says that if you want to make this mound, you have to put it there forever. Because if you plan to take it away, it's not considered that you really. It was mevatelit to the wall, you made it part of the wall, and the nail, the old wall of 10 tefachim tall remains intact, you never knocked down the wall. According to the more stringent opinion, you have to say clearly, I'm leaving this forever, this mound over here. The ma'isa, Mishnah Berurah says, I'm making like the first opinion, is enough to mevatel there for one Shabbos. The ma'isa, the Tzimur Kohen, is not happy with this whole din. We'll see later, there's another way of getting out of knocking down the wall. That's in the place where you had the wall, instead of knocking down the wall, you build another wall, 3 tefachim in front of it. And now the inner wall becomes the wall that you're using. That wall, the inner wall, you have to leave up. So the bottom line is, if it was surrounded by a wall before the house was built, that entire area is considered low hukah fadira, and if it's more than 7 diamas, by 7 diamas, you cannot carry in that area. If you want to transform it into an area which is considered surrounded fadira, you either knock down more than 10 amas of the wall and put it back, or we have this ace of putting the mound on both sides of the wall, and we have opinions that say that in such circumstances it's good enough to leave the mound there intentionally for one Shabbos. Yeah, but that's not Makolah Shittas. Sid Gimel Tel Gavoy Asar Adinu Kikarba. If you have a mound which is 10 tefachim tall, it's considered just a yochin, but it's not considered mukhaf with the why? Because it doesn't really have that walls going up. It's just the earth isn't. The level of the ground is higher. The ground is not something that you made happen by itself. See, the Talit, Kapha means it is the time to not to be lonus. Your Kapha, which was not made for Zira, cannot carry it. Now you plant the trees in it, and the trees take up some of the space, and the trunks get wider. It's a mica oven, and now you have less than a sign vacant. Lo yavim miyut. It is not, we look at it as if there were no trees over there, and if the entire area that's enclosed is more than 2 stoyim, which is like we said, more than 70 by 70 amas, it will still be us to carry. These are big trees. They're the trees themselves. Are 10 tefachim tall, and they're 4x4 wide. The trees are considered Rishus Yochid, but it's considered also to the Shafat, the Huadim, the Chayfim, by Bor. Same thing is if you make a pit, which is serving the rest of the Shafat, and you put water in it, so even though the depth and the breadth of the Bor is enough to be Rishus Yochid, but since it is serving the rest of the Shafat, whatever the din of the Shafat, that's the din of the area that has the water, and is not limited to be, it's enough in the cattle to be less than 2 stories.